The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory
to you, O Lord. At the time Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, he revealed himself in this way, together with Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciples whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore, full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" Because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than this?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that Jesus had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you to where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk about Peter. Peter before Christ's death and resurrection, and Peter after Christ's resurrection. Remember, we know, all of us know, that Peter was the first pope. He was the rock, Petrus. Of all the possible first pope, Christ chose him. And who was Peter before the death and resurrection of Christ? Peter was a fisherman. He was a nobody, meaning that he was poor. Nobody knew about him. Maybe some of his fellow fishermen living in a small village. And then when he saw Jesus, he heard about the fame of Jesus. People respected Jesus. People followed Jesus. And Peter went with Jesus first so that there will be a change in his boring life. And when he heard about Jesus and followed Jesus, you know what he said? "Lord, we have given up everything. What do we get out of this?" And you know what happened also? Zebedee's mother, the disciples, power struggle. They wanted to sit on the right and on the left of Jesus when the time comes for Jesus to reign in the world. And then Peter, when he said, "Oh yes, Lord, I will die for you." And then what happened? When the going gets tough, he denied Jesus three times. So Peter was uneducated, rough, prideful, presumptuous, the first pope. And then, of course, what happened? So from only looking at Jesus as somebody that he can get something out of it, power, fame, money. And now in the first reading we hear, when he was told by the Pharisees and the Sanhedrin, these were political figures. These were powerful men, respectable men in society. Most probably rich and famous and powerful. The very people that he wanted to be. When they told him to keep quiet and stop preaching about Jesus, what did he say this time? Of course, at this time, in the first reading, Christ already resurrected from the dead. No? What did he say in front of these powerful, respectable men? "I would rather obey God rather than men." See? If he was still the same Peter before the Christ resurrection, he would have said, "Oh yes, no problem." He would have thought of, "Okay, I wanted to please these people. I wanted to be close to these people who are respectable and famous in the eyes of society." But no, he chose to say, "I would rather obey God." A very changed Peter. And of course, how do we know this? In the gospel today, Christ asked him, "Peter, do you love me?" See? This was Christ who rose from the dead, resurrected Christ. And now he asked Peter, "Do you love me?" He wanted to see where Peter was at that time. He wanted Peter to express not simply belief, because obviously Peter saw the miracles of Jesus, the multiplication of loaves. He saw that. He believed in Jesus, but he did not love Jesus. And now Jesus asked him, "Do you love me?" And look how simple Christ's forgiveness is. He simply said, "Do you love me?" Three times. He did not allow Peter to be guilty of the past. He simply wanted Peter, "As long as you love me, yes, you have struggles. Yes, you have difficulties. Yes, you betrayed me." He didn't say anything about that, about the past. He simply said, "Do you love me?" And Peter said, "Yes, Lord." So the Peter, the selfish, worldly, sinful Peter, was transitioning into the Peter who loved Jesus so much that what happened? He died for Jesus. He rather obeyed God than men. All of us here, all of us, are invited by Jesus, are questioned by Jesus himself every day. All of us. Huh? All of us. Imagine Jesus right in your face. The face of Jesus crowned with thorns, bloodied, his body pierced with the lance, his hands and feet nailed to the cross, and asking us every day, "Do you love me?" He doesn't say, "Do you believe me? Do you love me?" And let's face it, I'm telling you right now in your face, nobody here, including myself, loves him with all our hearts, with all our minds, with all our strength. And does he deserve that? Yes, he deserves to be loved above everything and everybody else. He deserved that. He is God, and he showed his love for us. And he keeps on showing his love for us by giving us all the chances through the sacraments to receive his body, to receive his forgiveness in the sacrament of penance. Every sacrament is always a sign of his presence, his loving presence, his forgiving presence. And yet, what have we done? Are we becoming more intimate with Jesus, more loving? Because we will not want to go to heaven if we do not love Jesus. Please remember this, huh? Nobody will go to heaven. Only those who love God will go to heaven. Don't tell me, oh, he's a good person. No. It's all about God. Yes or no? Please. Heaven is all about God. Heaven is heaven because God is there. And the only people who will be in heaven are those who loves God forever. And how can we love God forever if we do not do it now while here on earth? This is just a practice. We're supposed to love him now. And loving him is not simply coming to church on Sundays. That's not even worth it. Is this how much you love Jesus? Spending 1 hour a week, Sunday, and the rest of the week, we do not even spend time more and more in prayer? See, that's the problem. Some people think that just by becoming Christians, accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, automatically he or she will be saved. Faith alone saves. No? No, I'm sorry. Faith in Jesus Christ means intimacy, means desire to love him. Please grow from the old Peter to the new Peter, who eventually learn, accept the reality that he really desired to love and be with Jesus. All of us here are struggling. All of us. Even us priests, you know this. We never intended to pretend or we pretended to be holier than you. We also have our struggles just like Peter. And just like the apostles, the disciples of Jesus. Do we only use Jesus to go to heaven but not really love him? Or we believe and love Jesus so much that we become like him? That's the difficult part. Do I love Jesus? And do I want to become like him? Or I just want to use him to go to heaven without really loving him? So my dear friends, we have been saved by our Lord Jesus Christ. His love for us is everlasting. His death on the cross shows us how much he loves us. Now the question is, are we willing to obey God rather than men? Are we willing to preach the gospel to people and encourage people to accept Jesus and love Jesus? And have we become like him, instruments of his divine love and mercy? There are so much anger outside the world. If ever some of you are still angry every day, finding faults towards other people, hating people, please, that is not the way of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is the way to go back to the Heavenly Father.